on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
.1026. What's going to be possibly a record high today? Going to get up into the mid 80s. Oh, fantastic. Going to suck in August, but for right now, I'll take it. One of the many things I don't believe in, Prius automobiles being one, hybrids, is recycling. I have never recycled. I believe two things. One, once it's put into the dumpster, it's not my problem anymore.
Right.
And then secondly, a wizard comes and waves a magic wand, and all the waste is just taken care of. It disappears into the ether. That's how it's dealt with. So, according to some scientists, that's not right. I haven't read all the data yet, all the recycling data, but according to some folks who seem to know that, no, there is no wizard that takes care of the trash once it goes away, that it actually has to be human beings. And Mel Glasgow is the recycling coordinator?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you here to make me have to put all my in the different things with the because I, you know what I do? As an act of civil disobedience at airports where it's just the plastics or this, I'll purposefully put the wrong thing.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy who puts the newspaper because I don't like being told how to throw away my trash.
We're just trying to make it easy.
Listen, where I grew up in Van Buren, we burned our own trash.
Hey, I know all about that as well.
We burned. Yeah. It was the old days. We took the wagon into town. Went to the general store for the big barn raising. But no. Evidently, there's not some wizard who takes care of the trash after it leaves my hands.
That's right.
So why should we? Why recycle?
Well, clearly I have my work cut out.
Yes,
for me.
You do. I mean, you're talking to a curmudgeonly old man here who grumpy, doesn't want to recycle.
A grumpy guy that doesn't.
But
want
what's
to,
the story?
Well, the story is, we want to divert our waste from the landfill as much as possible, right?
Right. Because it's filling up.
Because it's filling up.
I mean, that's big.
It is. Truth be told. It's taking up land, precious land, mm-hmm. and we can extend the life of our landfill and landfills across the country by diverting and recycling. It's simple. It's easy. Something everybody can do.
Now, most people that I know that recycle are these self-important Prius drivers who want to, hey, I'm part of the solution, not part of the problem. Thanks. So I guess my bias toward recycling has more to do with those self-involved, self-righteous people who act as though that, they're the kind of people when you go number one in the toilet, they don't flush because they're doing something for the environment by doing that.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
See, thank you. Way to go over there, Nipsey Russell.
From the peanut gallery.
Those are the kind of people that recycle, but that's not really the case. Everyone does it, right?
Oh, that's right. Everyone does it. It can be a family event, involve the kids. Kids love to help around the house. They love to do their part. It's very empowering for everyone. No matter the age, no matter how big you are, you can recycle, and it's pretty exciting.
What Well, how? Okay. The city is making it. The city of Little Rock is making an effort. But there is a financial bottom line to this whole thing, because for every dollar that's saved through recycling, that extends the life of the landfill, and it does have a bottom line economic impact on the city's budget, because it is a money saver, I'm assuming.
Well, from the landfill standpoint, you know, how we curbside recycle, residential curbside recycling is done through a contract. And our bids went out, Waste Management won the bid, and that's basically from a money standpoint. You know, we all pay for recycling. If you pay a water bill, basically, then you're already paying for recycling. $2.07 of that solid waste fee goes toward recycling.
What you're saying?
You know, you're paying for it, Bill. You might as well take advantage of what you're already paying for, right?
That's a good point.
And so it's not, you're not paying any more for this. It's just take advantage of it. And we're making it easy by delivering new carts. Hey, how about those new green with hot yellow lid carts? That's pretty exciting, right?
Is that what those things are?
I'm not kidding.
I mean,
So no more sorting.
No more sorting. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. No more
sorting.
Is that
what it is? I don't even know this.
Okay,
that's
called single stream. Single stream. We had a dual stream system in our... yes.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I went 14-year-old. I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's where you had to take the paper in one.
That's
and
right.
The
our current system, and it is still current through the month of March, right, is the use of the 18-gallon bin, which was a manual system, and the guy had to get out of the truck and come around and sort it truck side. So that was in two different ways. Fiber goes into one. Everything else could be commingled into the other side. Now, as Matt pointed out, yeah, absolutely. It's all can be commingled now in a single stream in our new 64-gallon wheel-lidded cart.
Right.
So you can just put all of your recyclables in there. And in addition to it being easier and the cart being easier to manage and what, there are additional commodities that can be added into the new program.
What are they? I'm confused.
Well, a lot of
it's not just aluminum cans anymore.
It's not just aluminum cans and some paper, some newspaper and such, like all plastics. We've just been taking ones and twos, for those of you who keep up with the little, you know, the triangle on the bottom with the numbers ones through sevens. And our current program has just been, if the neck is smaller than the base, then it's pretty much, then it's a one or a two.
I use that same program for women. By the way, I look at the same thing. If the neck's smaller than the base,
well,
but
there you go. I mean, okay. Well, you know, there's a lot.
See?
Of you can just use
who
your comparisons. Just get creative with it.
It's applicable in many ways.
Metal pans
and pots and
you
pans.
Can never do that
How crazy
before?
Is that?
Yeah.
You could never do that before. Pots and pans are recyclable, curbside, all plastics. Hey, even juice cartons, milk cartons. Cartons are a new commodity that are pretty exciting. The Carton Council's been fun to work with, and even aerosol cans. You know, aerosol cans, throw them in. So, exactly, you can commingle and throw everything into your new recycling cart and all recyclables. We do not want your waste. And on the top of your lid is heat stamped with pictures of what you can put in there, information.
So, what you're saying is this handout is on the top of all these things.
Heat stamped. Heat stamped into your lid.
Oh, believe me, I've had many things heat stamped into my lid.
Well, there's something new now. We're just gifting you a new heat stamped reference sheet here. And at the bottom, however, you will see it's in English and Spanish, making it easy. At the bottom, we do tell you what is not accepted. No garbage. No garbage. No yard waste. No styrofoam. So if you have any questions, needs, whatever, in the city of Little Rock, you just call 311, which is our non-emergency
Love
line.
That, by the way.
Isn't that
That's
fun?
A
Isn't
great
that
service, the 311
you
service.
Know what it
Not
is.
Enough people know about that, and I really like that.
Yes.
That's one of those, if you have a question, whatever, then
boom. Absolutely. If your recycling is missed, if you didn't get a cart, even if you don't want a cart, which I don't know who wouldn't want a cart, but if you don't, you know, you call 311. We make it easy. We'll take care of you. And also, another really cool difference in this program, the new program than the current program, is we have an incentive program. So you get rewarded for recycling. How about that? That's pretty exciting, right?
Wow.
Now, who?
Is that
what
the
are the
Recycle
rewards?
Bank website?
It is.
Is there free brew in this, or what's the story? What?
Well, you just recyclebank.com. We just got our letters. I don't know.
So
you live in the city, don't you, Bill?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did you get your letter? I got mine Friday in the mail.
It's possible.
I
have my mail because of an anthrax scare many years ago.
Pretty,
I have my mail is all filtered
screened.
By the. Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
But recyclebank.com, though, that's where you, if you have a question right now, boom, recyclebank.com.
That's absolutely.
But the letter went out.
The letter has gone out from Recycle Bank, which is an incentive program that is owned by Waste Management.
Mm-hmm.
And they are partnering with us, and we're the first market, one of the first markets for them to do this in, so it's pretty exciting. And you can redeem your points for coupons, discounts, gift cards. So you can turn your trash, your recyclables, mm-hmm. into free stuff.
That's
cool.
It
is cool.
I always
right?
love rewards programs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just for doing the right thing. Yeah, how about that?
But again, going back to me.
Yeah, let's get back to you.
Yes. So what you're telling me, that if I did handle my own trash, but theoretically, right. I could just put all of my stuff that I think is recyclable, and here and on the top of the little can now,
cart.
Heat stamped, is this thing,
that's
which
right.
I can just stare at and go, oh, that's recyclable and that's not.
That's
and,
right.
We'll take that, but we won't take that.
That's right, just to make it easy.
And just dump it all into one, mm-hmm. and then that goes. And I will say this, and this sounds unbelievably nerdy. I did attend a seminar once in D.C. about these waste management, not the company, but the management of waste in America, mm-hmm. the garbage business,
right.
which is a multi-billion-dollar industry in America. But the idea was, and all these guys, these are not wacko environmentalists, okay, folks? These aren't tree huggers. This
no,
is a bunch of guys. I think
private.
Some of them are mobbed up, too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. This is private money-making.
And they were discussing this sort of timetable for when they were going to run out of landfill, when landfills would run out of space.
That's right.
And, it, you know, and this, like I said, this big guy who looked like he used to be with the Gambino family basically said, screw your global warming. This is a bigger problem that's going to happen right now because
right.
we're just... We're creating much more waste than we ever created in this country before, and it's true. But I just, those smug sons of guns driving their Priuses and not flushing their toilets after number one, they're the people that recycle. And so I guess I have had a bias toward recycling based on that, not based on the actual data and what... But you're making it easy now for me to do.
Making it easy. Just making it easy.
This is my pledge to you, Mel. I'll recycle for 1 month and then I'll see how it goes. How about that?
That's fair enough.
I will recycle really hard for 1 month.
Okay. I think you're going to be turned on to it. You know, you just 1 month and we'll have you.
I'll take the month of April and recycle.
Is that when it starts, April 1st?
Well, the first week of April is when the new program starts. Now it's every other week collection. Which is different than the current program, which is weekly.
Confused.
So it's every other week. Do not be confused. And you're going to
every other week.
You're going to get another piece of information in the mail.
It's like a dating schedule.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be
okay. But you'll
learning curve.
Send me stuff, and I can go to recyclebank.com.
Absolutely for your incentives.
Well, I need incentives. My whole life's based on incentives.
Everybody loves an incentive, right?
Okay. And on my little can, this thing is heat stamped, and so I can just look at the top of it and go, nope, that doesn't work.
That's right. That's right. Easy reference. Easy reference.
What if I was
easy,
trying to get rid of something
you,
illegal? Could I? Wouldn't want to put that in the recycle
okay,
bin.
Yeah, just stick with what's heat stamped on top of your lid.
Okay, I got it.
Just let that be your guide.
Always a good rule in life to follow.
That's
stick
right.
with what's heat stamped on your lid. You're going to stick around for a second.
Okay.
We hope Rex Nelson will be in. I have not confirmed that with Rex to talk in the last hour about the NCAA tournament. Spring practice. I do want to tell I'm taking issue in the last hour with Nate Allen, who is a great sports writer. But he wrote a column yesterday that I want to get into because I completely disagree with him. So, that said, don't touch that dial. This is the Sunday Buzz.
Just a